Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, November 6, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a marvelous Monday morning. Oh, man. I was sure hoping we wouldn't be here. I'm telling you. And I'm sure hoping we won't be here much longer. So, I'm trying to decide right now if I want to tell you guys what I really want to tell you guys. And, listen, I got some good news to tell you. But, you know, I got to get the good, bad, and ugly out first. So, anyway, Iraq is doing a lot of ugly stuff right now. A lot of things are happening, good and bad, that we're going to talk about. But first, we're going to talk about TNT. So Ray didn't know this because I'm just reading it right now. All right. So, guys, once again, because I'm stressing this because somebody sent me an email, and a lot of them told me they got 125 followers, which I'm sure they don't because they're all not getting it. And they're not getting their emails. I'm stealing their money, or the bank is stealing their money, and everything else. And I got to, again, take my time, go in the system, look here. See, not only are they getting their emails, but they open the emails. And then I got to get some, I'm sorry, my bad, blah, 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 which I tell them, don't even do. But at this point, I hope you get out of TNT, because I do. Because it's like accusing me of taking a little $5, and I said that $5, and that was, and not sending you an email is a freaking idiot. And I don't really want to associate with any idiots. Anybody like that? The system is the system, guys. I don't say you get an email, you get an email, you don't. It's the system. The system's not stealing from you because the email system's not getting paid by you. So if there's something wrong, it's just something you're doing. You put the information in there, not me. Oh, I changed my email address. It didn't say, that's not my fault. You did that. You went and waited till the last minute to make your payment, and it didn't go through the system. That wasn't me. That was you. You're the one who can't understand when you pay, it takes 48 to 72 hours. Even though G-Man says it every time for you to start receiving the email again. That's you. That's not me. That's not the system. I'm not going in here looking through hundreds of names and saying, yep, this one, this one, this one. People I don't even know, and let's cut off their email just to cut it off and so I can have a good laugh or see what's going to happen. You worry me. You do worry me when people can't follow simple instructions that's in black and white, but they want $100 million, $2 million to control. You can't even get an email correct. And I don't care if people don't, but you cross the line when you start accusing me of doing something for your $5. That's when we cross the line. This is something, you know, I hate to say it, but I probably said it 15 years ago. I'll say it today. You guys have got to realize, with you or without you, I'm still going to get my money. I'm still going to go through my exchange, get my currency, and live my life. That's what's definitely going to happen 1,000%. Now, I love to do it with each and every one of you, or half of you, or a quarter of you, or whoever wants to. But what I don't need is, listen carefully, I don't need to take your money, and especially not $5. It's ridiculous to me. Or $20. Or even $100. It's, and again, the system makes mistakes. Things can go wrong. But don't accuse me of doing some stupid shit that you did. Because that's crossing the line. That's too bad. And then you got 125 people in the game that will get your answer, whatever I sent. Well, this, I sent you an answer. Don't ever contact me again. I don't give a good goddamn what you do or not. And anybody with you, the 125. Because you're not that important in my life. And yes, I took it personal. Calling me on no $5 or $20. I think I'm trying to take your money. But anybody, for that instance. I mean, see, again, I keep getting these, I'm not getting it. I go in the system. And you are getting it. And then I send it to you. Oh, yeah, I just found it. Oh, yeah, I just saw it. Well, why do I have to go do all that for you to just find it, just saw it? Well, I got it after I sent you the email. Then send me another one right there and say, hey, I got it. So I don't have to do all this research and figure out what's going on with you. Because I'm trying to help you. You obviously are not trying to help me. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. This all just happened, like, last 10 minutes to you. It was just, you know, that one straw that breaks the camel's back? Because I've been going and going. I've been getting phone calls after phone calls all weekend. I was just saying, you know, at some point, I got to relax, too. I can't just answer all these questions, take all these phone calls. And everybody says the same thing. I'm just telling you. It's only going to take 5 minutes. I only need 5 minutes. I only have three questions. I just want this. Okay, if you were the only one, but you're not. There's 100 people out there like you, or 1,000. And I'm not going to turn my phone off, but it's just cling over enough issues you can fix yourself. And I've said it 1,000 times. If you change your email, I'm not going in there and change it. You go change it. If you don't know when your payment date was, I'm not going to look it up for you. You got two choices. You can look in your email, see when you got a receipt, or you look in your bank account and see when your payment came out. And, oh, one other choice. You can just make another payment and write the date down. But you can do all three of those faster than I can go look up 100 accounts of when was my last payment. Anyway, all right, let's go. Let me change my attitude to you. I'm sorry. That one right there, that was the camel. I was trying to bring the camel back. I have enough of this bullshit. Anyway.
And then you want to pick on me for letting them on in the open mic.
Oh, my God. Guys, you know what? We are truly, truly here to help. I mean, I have been from the beginning, though, to make people understand. And you guys know the biggest thing was I didn't like it when I got straight from D.C. That, you know, 95% were going to be broke in 2 years. The whole toothless crackhead thing. And I was like, wait a minute. I think we can do something about that. I think we can have people prepared. I think I can people with more than just the date and the rate. And I honestly believe we have done that throughout the process. Shared so much knowledge, gained so much knowledge, grown together in this so that we can all benefit from it. And I'm hoping at the end we continue to benefit from it together. Be up to us. All right. So we were expecting something over the weekend. We were all excited. And I keep saying we, but I was, even if you guys were, because I was ready to get this over with. Maybe that's part of the frustration, because I was ready to get this over and done, and I'm tired of it. Tired of it. Let me say one more thing. This is how tired I am. So I got a message. I know I need to kick them out. I just don't want to kick people out. But anyway, thank you. Anyway. People are saying that this is our 10-year anniversary. So I'm going to clear it up for everybody. A lot of people have been here 12, 13, 14 years or something like that. So I guess we actually started this site in July of some year. I can't even remember what year it was. It was in July. So in November, 10 years ago, man, see how time flies? 10 years ago, I couldn't even believe it was 10 years. 10 years ago, I went on a short vacation. Now, some of you guys know what that was, some of you don't. At the time, they wanted me to shut down this site. They wanted me to shut it. That's when Pam and DC left because, you know, they was getting threatened. Like, I was getting threatened. So I didn't shut down the site. I changed the name to RayRan98, and Ray took over the site while I was on vacation. That's why people are confused about that November 13th date. Because I was like, where is that coming from? What are they getting? But just so you know, that's exactly what happened. And so with this, yes. What did it used to be? Remember? TNT Tony? Yeah, TNT Tony is what it used to be. And then we changed it
TNT
to...
TNT Dinar.
Oh, TNT Dinar? Was that it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, TNT Dinar. See? I don't even know. Anyway, yeah. That's what it used to be. And then when I went on Vegas, when I came back, we just didn't change it. And I haven't changed it because I always thought it was about to be over. I was like, I don't want to change it and go back to that. I mean, you know, shoot, it's ready to be over anyway. But even while I was on vacation, I was still getting contacted. I was still told, hey, shut up. Quit giving out information. Quit that. And again, that's why Pam and DC left, because they were getting the same message. They just, I'm going to say, had one of two things. Either a higher IQ than I did, okay, or a lower threshold for pain than I did. One or the other. They said, bye, see you when I see you. And they took off. So the other thing was they couldn't communicate with us, and they haven't come back. And actually, I'm not even supposed to mention them at all. But that was just a short brief as we go through, so everybody would have the history of what this is. Because I know a lot of people out there saying it's been 10 years. It's been a lot longer than 10 years. A lot longer. Been through a lot more. As a matter of fact, I think we are the people. Didn't we do that before then? Well, yeah, we did. We created that before then on the Twitter and everything else. Was before then, because it was part of why I went on vacation. And they told me to shut down the site. But anyway, we're here. We went through it. We're back. We're together. And let's move on, I guess. All right. So over the weekend, we did expect it. Everybody expected it. I can tell you guys that. And it's Ray's fault for leaving, giving out my phone number. Yeah, you're right. But anyway, every single source we have expected it this weekend. Everybody. From Friday through last night, extra people in again over the weekend. They overlap shifts. They said it's here. It's going to go. All excited, and here we are. So, this morning, you know what they're saying? They're saying, it's still happening. It's still happening. We should see it sometime today. They went as far as that, hey, we're going with a different strategy, a different way of making it happen. But it should happen. So you know what we do? We wait. I got a call 3:30 in the morning. It's happening. I'm still waiting. I got a call right now, all day, from people in D.C., all three locations, New York, D.C., and they're saying it's going to be any minute now. And I believe them. I believe we all want it to be any minute now. And it could be any minute now because everything's done. And everybody's saying that. The rate is still sitting there. And all it's waiting for is a go signal. And I don't know what minute that is. I know there's no other requirements. You guys remember 15 years ago when we started, or 12 years, or however many it was, and we said, okay, they need 10 things they got to do. And when they got to 8 or 9, okay, it's only 5 more things they got to do. Okay, now they want them to do these additional 8 things. And they kept going on and on. I tell you guys, that's the secret to negotiation. That's the secret to getting things done. It's like any other thing. You overcome it a bite at a time instead of eating a whole apple. And that's how negotiations, they string people along. Just do this part right here. Let's see where we're at, and we can probably go. Oh, no, now that you got that done, do this part over here. But we went through all that with Iraq. They've done it all. They got right down to the point where, let's go. It's done. We moved the money. We moved the dollars. We gave them a date of January 1 that they have to use their dollars. They become no good in country anymore. We took the dollars out of our trading. They took all the dollars out of the ATMs so nobody could get them to curb the black market. All that has been done. They even made arrangements with Iran now to trade in the dinar and the token so they won't be getting the dollar. So Iraq has done its part, and they said we're ready to go. But now uncertainty is everywhere else. Which, when it happened in Israel, would it affect the RV? Nah. And I know, because I'm the one who said it. Nope, I don't think it will at all. Because we thought it was going to be a typical Palestine-Israel event that lasts for a week and then it's over. For 2 weeks and it's over. And it's much, much worse than anybody could have ever imagined it being at this time. And I do mean much worse. But it's affecting everybody. Everybody in that entire region. And yes, Iraq is in that region. So there's a couple things going on that we need to know about. First of all, like I said, Hamas had already told Iran about it. Well, Iran already knew about it 2 weeks before it happened. And we got to look at big picture, because that's what I look at and say, okay, then why did they do it the day before the RV was being announced? Because they planned it out like that. You might not want to think they did, but I think they did. Because there are no coincidences. It just happens. There are no coincidences. Because they wanted to sow chaos so they can continue getting the dollar. Iraq said they did $1 billion in the auction just last week. $1 billion. Well, where is it going if the citizens aren't using it anymore? Why do they need $1 billion? They're not importing $1 billion a week. Not putting it together base because Iran's continue to steal. But now that didn't stop because we set a new date. And now they're trying to escalate it even more. Not by Palestine and Israel, because it's doing what it's doing, but now Iran is actually attacking military bases in Iraq and Syria, trying to destabilize. Now, here's the good thing. You guys don't like this part, though. Because the U.S. isn't taking the bait. Because while they are attacking bases in Iraq, which they did and they have their schedule out, 24 attacks so far. The U.S. is not retaliating in Iraq. Instead, it's retaliating in Syria to try to help Iraq stay stabilized. And everybody interested in there, because we all know what's at stake. Everybody knows what's at stake. And the only winner, if we start attacks back in Iraq, the only winner is Iran, because it's unstabilized. Iraq's currency still goes up, and it went up to 1,700 over the weekend, in case you guys don't know. So it's continuing to go up. So they'll still need the dollar. Unless they can drag us out to the first. But where we're at is Sadani's making statements saying we're not getting involved. We're not doing it. We're here to protect the international coalition. It's our job to protect them. And he's saying that in the paper, on TV, every statement that he makes. It's our job to protect the international coalition. And that's what we want to do, because that lets Iraq remain stable. They know there's a couple factions out there, but every country has some. Well, we don't too much, but we don't have any militia. I know there's certain parties trying to form militias, but we don't have them yet. And we'll have to see what happens right there. But the fact of the matter is, all that is making Iraq look really good. Other countries that they are handling the situation. But they're handling the situation because we're not responding in Iraq to these attacks. Now, what Blinken did do, and Blinken went to Iraq yesterday, they said it was unscheduled 72 hours ago, so what was the emergency? The emergency was he went over there, because he went over to all those eastern countries, I said, just calm down, calm your people down. We're trying to get some humanitarian aid into Gaza, into the Strip, give them some help, do all that, while still saying Israel has the right to do what they're doing. But now we put all the region against us and against Israel, because that's what they're mad at. And I'm mad at Germany, France, nobody else. It's just the U.S. and Israel. That's who they're mad at for what's going on. And I mean all the other Muslim countries. Not because what we're doing, because what we're not doing. Because we're not making Israel stop. Because we're not making them declare a ceasefire. Even though Blinken went around all this weekend telling people that we want a ceasefire. We want a ceasefire, but Israel's saying they're within their right to do whatever they're doing. How does that affect us, again, is the big question. And we're trying not to, my understanding, is let it affect the RV. Now, to me, I got to say this for the umpteenth time, because there's still people listening to our call, and some probably most of you, it makes sense to just do the RV. If you give poor people money, which would be the Iraqi citizens, they're not going to be out protesting. They're going to be out buying clothes and TVs and cars and food that they haven't been able to afford for the last 10, 20 years. That's what they're going to be doing in Iraq. They're going to be celebrating their new schools, their new jobs, their checks, and their businesses instead of protesting. But what else it does is it totally cuts Iran off from the dollar. Now they're cut off. Now you can go shut down all those private banks that have been doing nothing but smuggling dollars, because Iraq doesn't need them anymore. They're shut off. Now, Iran has no way to pay the militia, no way to send money and weapons to Hezbollah, no way to give anybody else, these groups, anything. And their paychecks go away. Guess what happens? They stop fighting. they stop fighting. Makes sense to me, but maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. So as we look at Iraq, though, and we see all of this big picture, what is their purpose and how's it going? Well, Soudani is doing what Blinken did. Right now, he's on a tour talking to every country because Iraq has been made into the peacemaker amongst countries. They're the peacemaker. He's now sending them out to meet everybody and saying, guys, together we can accomplish this if we just don't go too far. Just don't go too far. That's what Blinken was doing. He gave them two messages to take to Iran. Don't step across this line because there's no return. If you do that, there's no return. So do that. And don't let Hezbollah do this. Stay where we are. We're working, talking, negotiating to get the whole thing stopped, to get the 240 prisoners back. I guess they're prisoners or hostages back. And then let's talk about doing something else. But it's a process. We see big picture. I don't know what the new strategy is because, you know, the three-letter agency, we just came up with a new strategy this morning. So if it works, we're supposed to get it through today. I don't know what the strategy is. So, but we'll see if they get it through today. That is their goal. They are trying to get it done today. Let me see. Right. So it's already put in motion. Get it closed out. And hopefully we can talk about something else. So we've had people go to the banks. We had people get called by the banks. They're still excited. They're still telling them yes. Matter of fact, a banker called on Saturday and said we're all being told again it's still happening, should happen next week. Well, we're in that next week. In Iraq on Sunday, they announced the $50 note is out, $50 dinar, which I said, man, I thought the 50 dinar had been out. They said, no, they're telling us not only is it out, but new money is coming out in the coming days. That's what they were told on Sunday. New currency is coming out in the coming days. Now, we want to be excited about that, or no? Except for two words or three words we probably never, ever want to hear again when this thing is over. And that is coming days. It's imminent. And this is what they're doing in Iraq. It's something we never want to hear. I'm done with that. Oh, my God. Yeah, nobody can ever tell me anything imminent again because we're like, we got a different definition of imminent. We got a different definition of the next couple of days or even what the coming days is. So those are phrases we'll probably never use again. So with that, Iraqis were excited, again, when they got the information that Ani did it, or they got in a speech about the Siski and about new currencies in the coming days. What's today, Monday? Yeah.
Yes.
So I got Sunday morning about 3:30, 4:30 in the morning was when I got the call. And the guy said it to me, he said, man, you don't sound that excited. I said, well, I don't know that I should be because I thought the 50's been out. He said, no, they're not. And I'm telling you, they're excited over there. They're jumping up and down and this because they're there. And then, I mean, if you think about it, if the dinar is 1,700 to $1, 1,700 dinar to $1, what are they going to do with a 50 dinar? I mean, what's his purpose? So I thought about it like this. You guys tell me if I'm crazy or not. Because, you know. But this is what I thought. Okay. So the 50 came out. that means they've dropped the three zeros for the 50,000 dinar, right? Which they needed. So the next ones we'll see is the 20s come out, the 10s come out, and the 5s come out. As they drop the three zeros from the 20,000, 10,000, 5,000. And that's their format. I don't know how they're going to spread them out, but they're supposed to be coming out in the coming days, which is supposed to be sometime this week, as I was explaining to you. So we'll see what happens. I didn't expect them to come out until the RV happened anyway, because they're just useless. Like that 50. What am I going to do with this? If it's 1,700 dinar to a dollar, what do I do with it? I have no idea. Except know that it's out and on the street, and that's how they're going to get them out. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right.
Oh, 25,000 dinar. Wait, everybody's correcting me because it's the 25,000 dinar that was not the 20,000.
You mean the 50,000 was already out?
No, as I was saying, what we'll see next.
Oh.
You know, the 5, the 10, the 5, I said 20. It's okay.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be coming out with a 25 dinar note. It's supposed to be a 20. One's 5, 10, 20s. The 50 was a
surprise. They don't have a 20,000 dinar note is what they're saying. They have a 25,000 dinar note.
Right.
We'll be all right. Yeah. Okay, what's next?
What's this?
Live?
AL Longhorn says, was there a special announcement from the CBI over the weekend? No. Well, no, I guess not. That wasn't an announcement from the CBI, but you were referencing.
Wait. Yeah, they did the 50 note because that had to come from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they told them that new currency is coming out this week. It's in the coming days.
And it would be a CBI announcement. Okay, cool. Weird last name lady. okay, I remember her. She says, do you know about this? What the CBI announcement is? Yes, just cover that. Okay. Bertman says, how and why can they come up with or justify a two-hour window for an RV this important for a wreck?
How and why do they justify it?
Yeah. Can they come up with and justify a two-hour window?
Well, for anything to happen, anything in the world to happen, you have to have a plane to make it happen. So the plan was to make it happen between 7 and 9. I don't know if I even told you guys. I was telling you it was supposed to be between 7 and 9, 2 days in a row. Between 7 and 9, I got the call. It was supposed to go live, and we'd go the next morning. Well, it didn't work for whatever reason, but you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And their plan was that two-hour window. So it didn't happen during the 2 hours. So they brought the next shift in with the current shift, brought them in 2 hours early. And they all sat there together, ready to celebrate and get to work. It still didn't happen. But unless you plan, to fail, right? So they have to have a plan. They have to have a window to shoot for in order for anything to happen. And that's what we're being given every time. This is when we'd like to do it if everything falls in place. But this is what we're shooting for. This is the time frame we want to get it done. And that's why I don't tell you guys. So.
Oh. Can you guys hear me? Looks like we have a Blog Talk problem. Hold on. We'll try to fix that. One moment. We lost Tony. Hold on. And we'll try to get him back. Okay, thanks, folks, for letting me know you can hear me. I thought I was gone, too, for a minute. Let's try his number. See if we can get him back in. It's one of those days. Technical challenges. Okay, thanks everyone for letting me know you can hear me. We'll make an attempt to get Tony reconnected. He may have the same problem others had getting in the Blog Talk. Okay, Tony, you there? Everybody's texting me that they can hear me except for one person. And one in Texas. So he just texted me and said, I can't hear anything. Tony, you there? Says you're connected. All right, bear with us, folks, because he's giving us a bit of a challenge. Sometimes challenge can be a good thing. Okay, Tony, you there? This is interesting. I'm showing he's connecting, but we don't hear him. And you hear me. Well, you know, we have birthdays for Beethoven and Lynn in Las Vegas. So we're going to say happy birthday to them real quick while I work on trying to get Tony connected.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
We're not gone yet. Still trying to work out these technical challenges. Stand by.
Thank you. It's really gonna be different without you. Time is gonna be hard.
All right, guys, I'm back. We're still having some technical challenges. Let me see. I'm going to try something. Area code 972. I just opened your line. Can you speak? Area code 972. Nothing? Okay, let me. Area code 410. Can you speak? 410, your line is open. Okay, no response. And let me make sure somebody text me. Let me know if you can hear me. Still, I know everyone could hear me earlier. Blog Talk is doing something interesting here.
Ray can't hear callers even, still trying to fix. Oh, I don't know. Maybe she can hear you because she can't hear callers.
Okay, this thing is going crazy because now lines won't mute. It won't unmute. Let's try this one more time. I think you all can still hear me. We have a Blog Talk, obviously, we're having some challenges. A lot of Q&A folks are not on. The ones that are on cannot open the microphones and speak, so we can't finish Q&A with the live callers. We did give intel for today, so that was that's going to do it for now for this section for the TNT call. And if something exciting comes up, we may come back, and I know we'll give you an update. But Tony was concerned that he wanted to try to answer some of the live questions. So we might schedule another call.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. Keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.